The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning.
The rain's supposed to be here about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I was surprised it wasn't raining this morning. I was even more surprised when it came yesterday a little bit.
We didn't have much at the house yesterday.
We didn't have a lot there. Just enough for us to cover the topsoil and put up a few things.
I'll see.
Looks like it's coming now, though.
Well, this morning what happened, it went up the I-85 corridor and it went south of us. So they were showing on the map right before we left that Albemarle, Rockingham, Mount Gee, where my dad grew up, they were getting hammered, but it went around us and formed on the other side.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to definitely get some for the... Today's over and tomorrow, sounds like.
Well, tomorrow's only 40%.
No, really?
Today's 80%.
Might bleed into Monday. We need some rain.
Need some rain. It's getting a little dry.
It's been a little bit humid, almost a little bit warm. Well, I don't know if we got into the 90s this week, but it was close, right at it.
But in the 80s, it's generally a little humid.
But you remember last year, we didn't reach 90 till end of June, so this is going to be different.
Yeah. Pull up my pictures I want him to see. My Japanese maple and the grass.
Yeah, well, everybody on the radio would be glad to see that picture.
No, I want you to see him. You won't believe where my grass is.
Oh, really?
Yesterday compared to last year.
Yeah, I saw it. It's looking really good. I mean, this is the first of May. It usually takes later in May to...
For the last
10 years, I mean, it's taken longer to... We're about a month ahead.
I didn't take one of the Japanese maples, sorry, but it is big.
I don't care about the Japanese maple. I just want to see the grass.
Well, what were you taking a picture?
That's awesome.
The grass. You told me to take a picture of the grass, I did.
You took a picture of the Japanese maple before you took a picture of the grass.
Where's Steve? I don't see him.
I'm on the porch in my rocking chair.
Well, that does look good.
Yeah, and if you think back, as mild of a winter as we had, and we didn't have that late frost come Easter.
Yep, that's the one.
That's probably what helped us out.
That has helped us.
It got cold enough to frost, but it never did.
Yeah, exactly. Had a little breeze.
I always had that little 5-mile-an-hour wind that kept it from settling.
So that's put us about a month ahead with the grass. So if you hadn't done your stuff on your grass, you need to get out there and get on it.
We've mowed it 4 times already.
That's good. Yeah. Cutting it low is good. That's always good for...
Tommy's got centipede and a little bit of fescue thing in places, and it is growing like crazy.
Is it? Yeah.
The reason
I can't believe he's got that.
Why?
I don't know. I just that's not one of my favorite grasses up here.
Back then, I liked centipede.
Really?
Problem with it now, you got to be careful with what you put on it and all that. You use half rates and it's a lot of thinking going into it. He got mad because it wouldn't grow, so he had some extra centipede seed and he just threw it out, and it took off, and now it's taking over the whole yard.
Like any landscaper, we got something extra left over from a job, you throw it out there, and that's what your yard ends up looking like.
Our church,
like a sod farm.
Thursday ARP, we put centipede sod down.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. And it did well for many years, but... The trees got bigger and the kids started playing on it. It does not take foot traffic well at all.
It doesn't.
And it's a little, I won't say warm. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't do as well here.
Well, there's been somewhat, they call it centipede decline, I guess. But what has really happens, it's developed a fungus in the fall. And a lot of people don't treat it, don't see it because it's already going dormant. And it lingers in there all winter, and then when it tries to come out in the spring, it's kind of spotty, and so that's why it does better in sandy soil, Columbia down to Charleston, all that stuff. That's kind of
back in the '80s, though. They said centipede declined; there wasn't anything you could do for it.
Yeah,
they didn't know that it was a fungus.
Yeah,
and I know Mrs. Louise Barnes. Mm-hmm. We did her yard with centipede, and we lost half the yard.
Yeah.
3 years after we put it down.
That's crazy. Yeah, it just happens like kind of overnight. But, and, wouldn't be one of the top grasses I would choose to put in somebody's yard now.
Well, his uncle came by. We were young and dumb and still was not real smart. But anyway, yeah. And he had the St. Augustine.
Oh, okay.
And he asked Tommy, he said, you guys know anything about St. Augustine? He said, not much, but I'll find out. Mm. You didn't see St. Augustine.
Well, I think
here.
It's better up here than Centipede anyway, but it's another one that's kind of...
You just want to say great, the soldiers, yeah, I know what
there's
you're
some
doing.
Great St. Augustine yards down Sumter Avenue down in there. All, yeah. Uh-huh. And it does grow in the shade. I've seen it grow right up to trees and... looks pretty cool because most grasses won't grow right up to the trunk, you know, of a tree. But now, St. Augustine will.
That's because they're fighting for water.
Yep.
Pretty
exactly
much.
Exactly right.
Anyway, we've got one super special guest and one special guest today.
I thought they both were super special guests.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate
Thank you.
That.
They are for you, but one of them I'm with all the time.
Which makes her super special.
Yeah, no, she's my sergeant major.
I think she's probably been trying to pick up overtime at work so she don't have to be home as much. A grouchy old man.
I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still working.
That's right.
She loves cool. it. That's why she's still working.
I do.
Well, Steve's lovely wife, Rhonda's here. And we have one of our special guests, like Steve said, Lauren Mobley from Wild Birds Unlimited.
Good
Always
morning.
Always love to have her here.
I think she came my second year on the show. Yeah. Been here ever since.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. I love coming out here.
It ought to be fun. I mean.
And she came one time. I wasn't here. She kind of filled in and came.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even missed me.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They wanted to leave more often.
I want to see when the next time I was going to be gone.
All I did was sit here in direct traffic. Yeah. They did all the talking.
Well, Matthew good
says
to have them.
Matthew says one of our best shows ever.
Yeah.
Was that when I was here?
Even her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
and Matthew's here
show.
Also. Yep. So.
Okay, it's that time, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Minute.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
I'm blaming everything on
cicadas.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Back with our two guests here. Say hello, ladies. I don't know if you did earlier or not, but
good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking about birds, and we were talking about those cicadas. Has everybody heard of the aliens in the woods? It's really not aliens in the woods.
That thing I don't get, you hear them, but you don't see them.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got them all over. They're everywhere, sprinkling my driveway. Either, but it's. But I back up to the woods, and there's that dull, siren-y hum.
Close encounters of the third kind.
It really is. And then you look at them, and you believe it is.
Well, I was reading one article where people were calling 911 because they thought sirens, you know, from ambulance. Yeah,
it does sound.
Bless people.
Bless people. Yes.
And they were telling them, please do not call 911.
All the information out there right now. I could see 200 years ago if you heard that. Might be a little bit worried, but have you not heard anything about this happening?
Yeah. We talked to a friend Wednesday. She works on the reservation. She said Tuesday night, the tribal police got a lot of calls about car sirens going off.
Oh, gosh.
And constant sirens. So they were driving around on a wild goose chase looking for sirens and could never find them. It was just the cicadas.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are unaware what's happening in nature at the moment. We just happen to be in a room full of people who are aware.
True.
You know.
So these cicadas, they come every so often. One of them comes, whatever, 17 years. The other one was something different. But they haven't coincided together since the early 1800s. So this is like revolutionary stuff going on here.
Double, triple whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at Chester. We had our region golf tournament Monday, and it was on one side of that course. It was so loud. I haven't heard it here till later in the week. It's gotten behind my store, I could hear it, in my house, you could hear it like increasing a little bit because they're all coming. So,
but they're only gonna last 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I don't think the others have got here yet, have they? They're supposed to be.
I don't know.
A couple days later is what I read.
I don't know that either, but I'm pretty sure they'll be here in the next week or so.
We'll have to get our research department to do something.
They just haven't come to our
crack research
yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're coming.
We're pretty much in the woods, so I guess they got a lot of heat on, so we don't see them.
Yeah.
Possible.
Well, I don't hear them.
I can hear them, but they're far away. And if I walk out the office door, they're coming from the Celanese roadside. I hate the noises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of them at the nursery.
You can hear them behind my store, but the road, I guess you can't hear because of that. But
the other problem is I don't get a. I can't walk very far to go looking for them, so they have to come to me.
Well, me and you don't hear well anyway, probably. So I don't hear well, and I can hear them.
Speak for yourself.
Well, with these cicadas,
you just don't listen.
It's keeping our birds away, right?
It could be definitely a factor. I mean, they are. It's a natural food source, and with the overabundance, absolutely, there's just more food available at the moment.
Well, that's good for my pocketbook. Hey. I like that.
But it's not good for mine.
Yeah.
No.
Rachel can take her place.
It's a natural food source, so it is going to take especially some of your bigger birds away. A chickadee's going to have a little bit harder time fighting a cicada than, say, a cardinal. But all of them will eat the cicadas. So you could see a decline at your feeder right now. Maybe just fill your feeder half full, especially with rain like this. You don't want it sitting out, getting moldy, getting stale. So if you're not seeing a lot of activity, do slow down on how much you're putting out in your feeder, because the main thing is to keep it dry and fresh for when they come back.
Well, I haven't even seen a hummingbird at my feeder.
Oh, boy. At all yet?
At none.
Okay.
We've only seen a few. They're not just,
the scouts.
They're just in there and out, and they're gone. And my cats are in the window waiting. They're just like.
Well, we're definitely getting to where we've got our regular.
They should be here because it's warmer. Yeah.
It is. It is. And the migrants have mostly moved on. The ones that we're seeing now are the ones who are probably going to be staying through the summer.
Yeah.
I have got some regulars. I know I've got a female and two males who are coming to my feeder right now. And they've been coming regularly for the past week. So just based on that, you should be seeing them. It's another keep your nectar fresh. Remember that 100-degree rule. 100 degrees outside, you need to put in fresh nectar every day. Of course, we're not there yet. But
please
90,
don't get there.
No, I know. But 90 degrees, it needs to be every 2 days. Yeah. 80 degrees, it needs to be every 3 days. Mm-hmm. 70 degrees, it needs to be every 4 days.
Sounds like a lot of work.
She's trying to sell a lot of nectar.
No, you can make nectar out of plain white table
nectar
sugar and water.
Nectar equals sugar water.
Yeah.
And I'm only putting
okay.
just a little bit. Are we done?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We're talking about more birds.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule a complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Everyone's trying to get it right, get it right.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench, and boy, are we jamming today.
Everybody's working on the weekend.
Right.
I thought it was for the weekend.
It is, but
yeah.
It is the weekend. We're still
working. He's working on the weekend.
The people in this room are working on the weekend.
That's right.
Some of us.
I guess Rhonda and I are the only ones not getting paid, okay?
They still got stuff to do.
You getting paid to be here today?
No, I just get to enjoy my company.
Is there a cicada on your shirt?
No.
Turn around a little.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I thought that was a joke for when I looked up.
Yeah, no, there's actually a cicada sitting on his shoulder.
Let me get a napkin.
I was just saying, I hadn't seen one.
I see him, but I want to throw
that's
him.
That's why it's so loud in here.
Just don't
speaking
bring it home.
Of. Speaking
I thought
of.
It was, when I first saw it earlier, I thought it was a logo. And I was, I looked over there, I'm
that's
like,
hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, back to the hummingbird.
Back to the hummingbird
back
feeder.
Back to the hummingbird feeder. I'm only putting a little bit in there and changing it like out every 2 or 3 days.
Perfect.
But.
Be
you know,
careful,
like
Matt.
I said, I haven't seen one yet. So.
Yep. Sometimes it just takes a little while longer. I'm guessing
there's
you've got your
off.
Feeder out where it was before. So keep it
that's
fresh.
Funny.
Keep it going. As you said, you're still working, so you may not be sitting there seeing them when they come. But they are here. Of course, it's not end of the season when we have all the babies and all of the migrants coming back south. Mm. That's still one thing that we get every year is people come in this time and say, I had so many hummingbirds last year. Where are they all? And it's like, you had a ton of hummingbirds in August and September.
Yeah.
May is still slow. May is still our inhabitants moving in. The babies are in egg form if they've even been laid.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't have the massive population that we have at the end of the summer, but they are definitely
here. It could be delayed because last year it was cooler. Maybe they just wasn't in a hurry to get here, so.
Well, I know, could be too.
Theory about David.
I would watch them. They'd get in the feeder, and then they'd go up into the tree. And they're little bitty things.
Oh,
And they'd perch up in the tree for a little bit, and then they'd go back down in the feeder.
Absolutely. So. Well, they're sitting up in the tree.
That's cool. Well, they do stop. I mean, I've seen them. Do you see them stop at your feeder?
Absolutely. Yeah, you put out a feeder with a perch, and they'll sit on it, but they will sit up in the tree guarding it. I mean, that's it's territorial, and they're pretty fierce here.
Is that why they fight so much?
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be two
that's
of them sitting there
source.
Drinking off the thing, and next thing I know, there's a war going on.
Yeah, it's a good food source, and as long as you've got a good food source, you've got to defend it.
So there's four of them fighting, and then two more come in and take all the liquid.
So what else do they eat? I mean, that's not the only thing they eat.
That's not the only thing they eat. So when they're eating at flowers, they're also picking up insects, microscopic insects, up to little spiders. They do eat a lot of invertebrates, a lot of the little gnats and flies and things like that that they usually pick up right around the flowers. And, of course, then they use spider silk to form their nests, which is really cool. If you ever get to see, there are some nest cameras, like on YouTube, that you can go in and look at, and you can see these tiny little nests. And if you ever saw one in real life, it's no bigger than a golf ball.
Oh, wow.
And the eggs are the size of Tic Tacs.
Hmm.
But they make it out of spider silk, and it actually grows as the babies grow. So really cool if you ever get a chance
that's
to
wild.
Check out a nest cam.
Now, where do they get spider silk from?
Spider webs.
Okay.
Yeah, they just go and clean up.
They just
clean
go
up
clean
webs.
Up their mess. Yep. Yeah.
Clean up the spider webs, and if there's a little spider in there or two, a little extra protein, all good.
Thought they went down to Pledges in Rock Hill.
No, they make their own and weave it custom made.
How about that?
In the nature of the world, the good Lord designed it.
Yeah, there's stuff out there for everything.
Self-supporting. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Until we come along and try to help it.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
That's usually when there's a problem.
Yeah, I've caused some problems.
Nature has nothing goes to waste. It's just.
Now, at our yard, and now a lot of our stuff's 35 years old.
Sure.
Big stuff.
Sure.
We
established.
When mom and dad built the house in 88 and moved in, we planted it. But a lot of it's hollies and yopons, stuff that has berries.
Okay.
So the birds have a heyday.
Absolutely. I mean, you're probably getting cedar wax wings. Your robins probably usually are there.
They come over to our bird feeders for dessert, but they've already been chewing on the berries on all the trees.
And we've got a lot of cool birds that will only eat berries like the cedar wax wings. They don't tend to come to seed feeders at all, but natural berries are a big draw for them.
But usually, I guess it's summer, June, July, when the
fruit is ripe.
Is it the brown wrens that get in that?
Carolina wren.
The Carolina wren. Yep.
They're huge numbers.
Yeah.
And they like to fight.
Well, they interact. Yes.
Yeah. It looks like fighting to me, but. Yeah.
Well, they maybe have little disagreements.
Yep. Little tussle here and there.
Like
I think they're fighting over food. Like there's not enough for all of them. And then I want the one you want.
Yeah.
Well, they won't be fighting this year. There's plenty of cicadas to munch on.
Yep. Everybody will eat.
There'll be a bunch of fat birds at the end of the summer.
And you got to remember they're going to be here that long. In another four or 5 weeks, they'll be gone.
They'll be gone. Yeah.
And the birds can't eat on them all year.
But I
can
eat
them. About the financial part of it then, because we won't be needing as much bird food just for the next month.
You invent things to go over there and buy.
There are other things to buy
there
at Lauren's store.
Things. I mean,
the best thing you've come
up
with.
There's lots of creative things in there.
She bought, they look like wreaths.
Seed wreaths. Yep. Those are a big thing at Christmas.
They were awesome.
Of course, we got Mother's Day coming up.
Yep.
And so we're, doing a bunch of gift stuff for Mother's Day. If you've got a mom who loves feeding, we've got
that'd be good.
Mugs and puzzles and garden decor and. oh boy.
No.
Wind chimes and. Decorative.
Mama loves chimes.
Oh, yeah. We've got some great
That's
stuff
the only
in
thing
the store.
We don't have the chimes. Yeah. Mama had some, but they finally broke us.
We have one that was your mama's. It's on the back door, on the kitchen door. And I wouldn't take it down, but
Yeah.
I left it there as, I guess, as a memory of Miss Crump.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mama put it there. That's where it belongs.
Never took it down.
But we are running a Mother's Day special right now.
Okay, we'll get right back to it.
Coming, all right.
It's that time. We're going to take a quick call, pause for the calls, and fire on the mountain. Here we go.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is a lovely day. Welcome back to the Gardener's Bench. Okay, Mr. Rector, the bird ladies kind of knocked you out.
That's fine. I'm all good. I'm glad she's here. If you want to do some stuff today, get on out there right quick. We got rain coming, so come see us. We're open until 2 o'clock today. And speaking of Mother's Day, we got lots of mixed pots and hanging baskets, like most beautiful hanging baskets and pots I've seen in a long time, so.
And then after it starts raining, come over to Wild Birds Unlimited because then you'll be inside. We're doing a Mother's Day special right now through next Sunday. $10 off every $75 purchase.
That's good.
Yeah. So come on in. Get something for your mama.
I didn't care until I started looking at the checkbook.
Is that another cicada on you?
Maybe.
That's the cicada talking.
He
was a super special.
He's a robot.
Are you through with the special thing?
I got a question. Yeah.
And are you open on Sunday?
We are open on Sunday. Yeah. We'll be there from 10 to 5.
So all you guys that
last minuteers, come on in.
Oh, it's Mother's Day. Oh gosh.
It's
Mother's
Day. I have one question for you.
Your commercial said something about going around and cleaning people's boxes and all that stuff.
No, the commercial says clean your box. Now, if you need a feeder cleaned, you can bring it to the store. And we do offer a feeder cleaning service, but we're not making road trips.
Steve, you're not doing anything right now. You could go around and clean people's.
No.
But it is time. Actually, if you haven't cleaned the nest box yet, approach it carefully and make sure there's nothing in it before you start cleaning it out.
All right.
Okay, that's it for this week. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.
South Carolina.